persistent myth is that government spending increases economic growth when, Thursday, January 21st, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices climbed to their highest.
The myth is based on the old Keynesian theory argument that if there are unemployed people,
stimulus measures boost the Biden administration
by giving people
more money to spend,
even though it increases
the deficit.
The market expects additional
fiscal stimulus measures to be announced. Very borrowed funds
of support
to be
for
paid
gold
back,
said
during
Chintin full employment
Carmani,
phase of
Chief
the business market cycle.
Analyst,
government
Insignia
official John Taylor and
John
Stimulus
argued
in
the Wall Street Journal that President
to
Joe Biden's proposal for $2,000 checks
gold.
Will do nothing.
Well, the 2020 election
economy,
was a rebuke of socialism.
Further stated, since the
mid
70s,
one time cash payments to
Democrats
stimulate economic growth
while losing ground
fried at least five
Democrats held a conference call to discuss
what went wrong.
Representative Abigail Spanberger was unequivocal. Quote, "We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism ever again," she said. Indeed, socialism was something of a political loser this election cycle. Democratic socialists thought they were riding a blue wave. Instead, they gave us divided government. That's not what they intended, but it might be the best possible outcome. The persistent myth is that government spending increases economic growth when, in fact, it slows growth beyond a certain point, reports Washington Times. The myth is based on the old Keynesian theory argument that if there are unemployed people, the government can boost employment by giving people more money to spend, even though it increases the deficit. This has some validity in the short run, but as Keynes argued, the borrowed funds have to be paid back during full employment phase of the business cycle. Government official John Taylor and John Coogan argued in Wall Street Journal that President-elect Joe Biden's proposal for $2,000 checks will do nothing to stimulate the economy and will only add to the federal debt. They further stated, since the mid-70s, one-time cash payments to individuals to stimulate economic growth have been tried at least five separate occasions, all with negligible results. And lastly, money for much of history has been something closely regulated by the state, and today that trend has been steadily increasing, whether it's commodity standards like gold or today's fiat currency, which the government can issue at will. The state has always had a close eye on the money supply. Decentralized decision-making tends to work for most things, and money should fall into that category. That's the case that John Wood's short book, Monetary Policies in Democracies, Four Resumptions and the Great Depression, makes when it gives an in-depth account of the history of central banking in the United States and England. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.